As Beijing ruled out the popular election of Hong Kong's chief executive, a committee of 400 pro-Beijing loyalists quietly re-elected Macau's chief executive, Fernando Cui, Sunday. Overwhelmingly, with 95% of their votes, he ran unopposed. Last week, in a run-up to the election, activists managed to organize an unofficial referendum about direct election of the chief executive in 2019. That attracted between 8,000 and 9,000 votes in a population of some 400,000 people. The referendum comes 2 months after a similar unofficial vote, also opposed by Beijing, held in Hong Kong. Macau and Hong Kong are two special administrative regions of the People's Republic of China. The Hong Kong organizers say nearly 800,000 people cast ballots, mostly online, demanding they be allowed to select the next chief executive, the territory's top leader, in 2017. Sunny Low, a professor at the Hong Kong Institute of Education and an analyst on Macau politics, told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty the outcome of Macau Sunday's ballot was widely expected.
He got overwhelming support from the election committee members. On the other hand, the so-called unofficial referendum was regarded by the Macau government as conducting something outside the legal parameters of the Macau mini-constitution, namely the basic law. So the situation in Macau is that it is characterized by paternalistic rule, but some younger generation of Macau people is hoping that the Macau government will democratize the system a little bit further.
Reuters reports that there were close to 9,000 people who voted in that unofficial referendum by midday Sunday. What numbers do you have, any?
It is around 8,000 to 9,000 people who, quote-unquote, cast their ballots in this so-called unofficial referendum. The number of people showed that actually only a minority of Macau citizens are interested in democratization. Overall, most of the Macau people have enjoyed the fruits of casino capitalism's success and economic prosperity in the past 10 years or so. So this is the reason why most Macau people dare not express their views through this so-called unofficial referendum, which, according to the Macau government, is outside the legal parameter of the basic law.
Are they looking at what's happening in Hong Kong and the possible shutdown of the central district?
The Hong Kong situation demonstrates a kind of a confrontation between the central government in Beijing and also the pan-democrats. The central government in Beijing adopts a relatively hardline policy towards Hong Kong democratization, using the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress to reach a decision setting up the political boundaries for the next chief executive election. On the other hand, the pan-democrats in Hong Kong are standing tough in their position, and they regard Beijing's imposed model of chief executive election as unacceptable. So at this moment, we are witnessing the political posturing or positioning on both sides, on the side of Beijing and also on the side of the pan-democrats.
Low says democracy activists in the former Portuguese colony are trying to imitate the style of Hong Kong and Taiwan Democrats, but he says they must be careful because the political culture in Macau is very different. Some 20,000 people marched in May denouncing a bill that allowed government ministers generous retirement packages in a rare display of popular protest.